Round three of Super Rugby Pacific this weekend, and the question mark remains over what the defending champion Crusaders are about at the moment. They are 0-2, no W's. What is going on? Well, one man that might be able to answer the questions is Andy Ellis. Morning to you, Andy.
Morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Now, look, we were just trying to figure this out. So this year, 0-2. Last year at the same time, Crusaders 1-1, a loss to the Chiefs like they did at the opening game of this season, and then a round 2-1. But they again, they're going on the road. So this will be their third road trip. Do you think that's having a play on the fortunes at the moment?
Yeah, I don't know. Or they won't be making excuses for that. I mean, you look at that first game against the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs look in amazing form, don't they? So, and that was a great game. I thought the Crusaders came back really well and it ended up being real tight and kind of anyone could have won it. So, I mean, I sort of took a bit of confidence away from that first game, really. And then, yeah, they'll be really disappointed with the Waratahs. But again, I kind of feel like the Waratahs put in a pretty amazing performance. And the Crusaders just made, like, uncharacteristic errors.
Yeah.
One after another. You know, they'd build phases and look like they were going to come and get back on top, and then they'd make another error, and then there'd be an intercept or a charge down, and it was one of those really frustrating sort of games. But what they will want is they'll want to put in a really good performance against the Drua this weekend and just get some confidence and belief in that group because they'll be working hard. I know they will, and they'll be saying all the right stuff. They just need the performance so they can kind of, you know, so then after the game in peace, I'm like, yeah, right, we're okay.
Let's not make excuses, but let's look about the reality of week in, week out footy, right? The team's banged up. No Jordan, no Halfpenny, no Burke, no Rehana, and a new coach. This is not a representative of the coach himself, but there's a lot of things that still need to come together.
Yeah, for sure, you know. And they've certainly got the bones there, right? The backbone's incredibly strong, four pack still, and see the way Scott Barrett's started this season is unbelievable. But you know, there's young 9-10 combos that are being tried at the moment too, you know, and you know, Richie Mwanga leaving is always takes a bit of time. Your key sort of driver, but, you know, those young tens that have each had a crack now, they've both gone well, you know, and they'll just build confidence. And yeah, it was the first sort of crack on the big stage, wasn't it, for them? And they'll learn a lot, go away, do their homework, and grow from it. So, you know, there's a bit of a building phase in that position, but yeah, that's part of Rob Penny's job, is to bring on that next group. This is how it looks.
Explain how big that step up is for the youngsters, though.
Oh yeah, it's big, but I mean, you know, the beauty is in that Crusaders team, there's so much experience. So you've got Mitch Drummond there, you know. Who will be looking after them, you know, the young nines. The tens, Ferg Burke's there, and you've got Dave Harvillies, and I know your Will Jordans will be around there. You've got Ryan Crotty there. You know, they'll be making sure that they're doing everything they need to prepare really well and give themselves the best chance of performance, you know. And there's really quality coaching there as well. So, you know, it is a big step up, but, you know, at the end of the day, if they prepare really well, you know, there's no other way to get experience than just get out there and roll your sleeves up and learn some lessons. And, you know, it's probably a few pretty tough lessons learned in the last couple of weeks, but good ones, you know.
So being a former Crusader, understanding Rob Penny and how he works, and it's early in the season. I hate to say this, but if you drop one against the Drua, you dropped it by a point last year, would you start getting a little concerned being 0-3?
Yeah, well, you are, aren't you? You're starting to get a little bit worrying. But, you know, there's... I mean, this isn't a flaky team, and Rob Penny is such a good coach. He's coached me. He'll be so calm. He'll be back to just getting into the routine and the process that the boys need to perform. There'll be lots of motivation there. They'll know, and they'll have a good game plan, you know, against the Drua too. So, you know, they'll be confident. I mean, yeah, no doubt, if they go 3-0, it starts to sort of get tough. I think often what happens in that situation too is you sort of start, not that you're second guessing, but you just want a bit of confidence and a bit of belief that what you're doing is right. And, you know, whatever your theme is in your team for that year, and, you know, the messages, and you know, touching on the values of what they're all about this year, that you just start sort of having a second look at that. But yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
So no signs for you of panic, and that things will settle down once they get that first home game back in week 4.
Nah. I feel good. I feel good about it, mate. You watch those boys, your Dave Havili's and your Scott Barrett's, so roll this up and it'll be, right, boys, this is how it's going to
It
be.
Has to come from leadership, doesn't it, Andy? It has to come within. Sometimes the leadership has to come from within, not necessarily just the skipper, but the senior players.
Yep, and they will, you know, and that's what's going to happen, you know, they'll know that they need to get things, you know, back on track. Like I say, get some confidence and some points on the board as well. But there is a really great core sort of leadership group there that will literally, your Mitch Drummonds and your Dave Havili's, and oh mate, they'll roll their sleeves up and it'll be come with us.
Are the Chiefs still the red hot one this season?
Oh man, they're amazing at the moment, aren't they? Amazing. I mean, they were last year too, though, right? They didn't drop a game on it, I think, all year.
And they're only the one that mattered.
That's certainly are the form team. And, man, that performance in the weekend in Melbourne was pretty special from them too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to know what you actually think of the Blues, because the Blues are the perennial sort of, you know, team that can they count? They can, you know, we can go back years to when Super Rugby first came into being and they were the team. Now it's been, what's going on? Do you see anything different about the Blues this year?
I think that win against the Highlanders was a really important one, because the Highlanders actually, I thought, looked really good too. You know, they got a fantastic full pack and they've got sort of X factor as well now, don't they, in their backs. But the Blues kind of really fronted in that. And probably the thing I liked, and I had a quick chat to Vern Cotter about it when I was in Melbourne, was it just looked like a bit of a steelier edge to them, a bit of a hardier edge. You know, yeah. They kind of looked like if they had to roll their sleeves up, that they'll go in and front, you know, up front.
Yes.
You know, their wingers are coming in and doing a lot of pick and goes through the rucks. And, you know, they're not... It's certainly like, right, we're happy to try and go through a team, you know, as well as go around them, which, yeah, I mean, I quite like seeing that. It's it looks like they've got some real confidence in that space.
Can we take a detour on Super Rugby, what's actually going on the field, but more off the field? Does it concern you when a team like the Rebels run all sorts of bother off the field and that they may not survive another season? And where do you see Super Rugby heading and what needs to potentially change?
Oh, that's a big question.
I know it's a big one. I know it's a big one.
It's hard, right? It's hard with crowd numbers and other competing sports and all the things, and sponsorship and all the things. You know, for the Rebels, you know, they just sort of looks like it's sort of become unsustainable for them, right?
Yeah.
So, and that'd be a real shame for Australian rugby. I know there's a bit still to play out there, and they're still feeling quite confident, aren't they? So.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed for them. The bigger picture, yeah, mate, I don't know.
Are you worried about Super Rugby? Yesterday we had lots of text saying the first two rounds and the quality of football has been great, right? But the crowds really aren't buying into it. People aren't stupid, right?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it, but I think probably we all agree something's got to give. Something's got to change a little bit there, and what that looks like, I don't know. But
let me put it on you. If there was two things you could change about Super Rugby to allay the fears that the product's becoming ho hum, what would you do?
Bring in the team from the States.
Maybe, never maybe would you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're trying to. Yeah, maybe. And then, I don't know, maybe, well, you need crowds up, eh? So what do? You don't play, you don't play home games on TV, you know?
Oh, okay, so you'd play that American model of the marketplace.
Oh, I mean, I don't actually think that's the answer, but I mean, it depends what you're trying to achieve, right? Are you trying to achieve eyes on the game or people sitting in the stands? The experience at grounds isn't fantastic, is it? And I mean, you can have people over and, you know, have some cold beers and nice wine on the go, really, you know, on a Friday night. It's quite appealing. But I mean, it's hard because, you know, my son, he's 9 years old and he just wants to go to every Crusaders game this year. And it was quite nice to sort of see and hear that again. So,
nice.
Yeah,
well, Well, so maybe there is a shift. Maybe there is a shift coming, and it's people like you that say, well, actually, my kids want to do it, so the way they go. All righty, that's Super Rugby. Let's talk about more important things. Let's talk about you.
Sorry, mate, I can't help you any more than
that. No, not at all, man. No, I just wanted to, because we were asking questions yesterday, you know, and people got caught up in, oh, it's rugby versus rugby league because, you know, the Wahs are doing all sorts of stuff and blah, blah, blah. But look, let's talk about you. That's the most important thing. TV star now, right? moving home. Is it moving homes or moving houses?
Moving houses.
Okay, yeah. So how's moving houses going?
Yeah, no, we're into it. I'm actually down in Arrowtown at the moment. We're doing a move from Lumsden through to Arrowtown, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But no, mate, I'm enjoying it. I'm well and truly sort of out of my depth at the start. I was, but we've got a great crew here that are sort of kind of helping me through. Some slick presenting.
Well, yeah, a couple of things. You've got to want to do it, and obviously you do want to do it. So what are the biggest challenges you find? You've had challenges as a footy player, so now challenges being in front of a camera and having to hold a show together. What are your challenges?
Yeah, I mean, the things I love meeting the people that are doing this. I feel like they're really brave, kind of courageous to you know, go and find a place, a house, and then move it on the back of a truck and put it back together at the other end. I find that really fascinating, and I love hearing their stories, why they're doing it, and nice. That sort of stuff. Probably the things I find the hardest, well, when the trucks are literally balancing, hanging off the edge of the cliff, I find that extremely challenging. Hey, I'm serious. These trucks are going around Devil's Staircase in Queensland here, and these truck drivers are incredible. They just no worries. So I find that pretty challenging, but I just got to put my big boy pants on and hang in there.
Oh, mate, well, I got to say, they found the right guy for it. When I heard your name thrown up for it and said, and you got, I went, yeah, that's the right sort of person. And I think the key to it all is that you've said it, you know, you're curious. You're curious about people, and that makes the job so much easier when you can engage quickly.
Yeah, I genuinely do. I've met some awesome people. I'm going to stay mates with most of them. It's quite
fun. Careful, eh? TV people, we're a strange bunch.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are. Straight away, you're in the community, hey?
First... I was a game, mate.
Hey, and it's always a pleasure talking to you. Go well with moving houses, but also thanks for giving us your thoughts on the Satyrs. Drew this weekend, do they get over them?
Absolutely, yeah. There's too much on the line this week. Yeah, they'll be right on.
All right. Well, he's hoping the next time we talk, we're not saying 0-3, 0-4, 0-5.
Cool. All right,
thanks, mate. See ya.
Cheers, brother.